Hello and welcome to the World of Birds podcast. While out in a field, you spot a little American kestrel on a telephone wire. Its back is to you, and you notice an interesting pattern on the back of its head, which appears to resemble eyes. These feather patterns aren't eyes, though. They're called ocellies, or false eye spots. This adaptation can be seen in several birds of prey, from falcons, hawks, and owls, along with many other species, including insects, fish, and mammals. One of the main beliefs for the benefit of having these false eyes is potential predators may think they have already been spotted and proceed to look for prey that is less aware of their presence. There is another theory about the main purpose of these ocellies, though. That is, the species who have this adaptation may have small songbirds as a large part of their diet, and just their presence alone may trigger a mobbing response. Mobbing is a behavior employed by many songbirds where they will group up and harass a predator, with the hope of making it move away from the area. From there, it is theorized that these false eyes may make the mobbing songbirds attack this false face, or, since they may believe they are being watched, they may actually leave the owl alone completely, leading to less risk of injury to the bird of prey. This theory was developed by studying pygmy owls, a group of birds in the genus Glaucidium, containing 26 species, some with and some without ocellies. Those who have these false eye spots were the species that had birds as a large part of their normal diet. To test this, wooden owls were painted, some with false eye spots, others without. It was determined that the fake owl with the eye spots didn't have songbirds attacking as much and tended to keep a greater distance from the owl.